Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You guys have a good weekend?
I was really good, yes.
Was it super dupes? I heard that Katie helped a sweet old lady this weekend.
Did you?
What happened?
I went on a walk, my normal walk, and we were just talking about how I don't really, you know, stop and converse with people, right? Like, it's just something I go. Well, this time, this little old lady, she had a dog with her, and she was about 4 or 5 yards away from me when she made eye contact and was like, good morning, hi. And, you know, typically it's when you pass them that they acknowledge you. And so already I was like, is everything okay? And she's like, hi, would you be able to point me in the direction of where I am? I am 85 years old. I'm so old and I don't know anything. And I was like, oh, honey, no, that's not it, you know? And so it was rather hot. Like, it was Saturday morning, 9:30. It was like 75 degrees, but the sun was like shining, right? And she had a flannel and jeans. And
I'm
thirsty. I know. And the little dog that was with her, he was panting and stuff. I'm like, how long have you been out here, you know? So I tried to like ask her some questions. I was like, are you going to your car? And she's like, I don't think I brought my car. She's like, honey, I'm so old. I don't know anything.
You're like, ma'am, we've covered this already. What is your problem?
She kept saying she was 85 years old, though. And then she's like, I don't know. I think my son's name is Jerry. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Oh,
like, here we go. I know. And I was like, so do you live in this neighborhood? Are we looking for your house? And she's like, oh, darling, I just don't know. I know I used to live over here. And I was like, oh, my goodness. You know? And so
you were like, well, see you later. You ran off.
At one point, she looked at me and she said, my son's name is Jerry. And then I don't want to say his real last name, she said, Olson. And she just like blurted it out.
Like,
and I was like, yeah. Like, and so I was like, okay, let's go on Facebook. And so I went on Facebook and I looked up her son's name and I showed her the picture and I was like, is this your son? And she's like, yes, that's Jerry. I'm like, let's call Jerry on Facebook. So I FaceTimed Jerry on Facebook. Jerry didn't answer. And I was like, oh, no.
Well, obviously, he's like,
this
is random.
Who
is this? This is random
calling
me
on Facebook. But, you know, meantime, little Lucy, the dog, is just like, you could tell she's a little panicked, you know. And I look at her.
Lucy,
well,
take us home, Lucy.
Yeah,
let's go.
Here's the thing. Lucy had a tag on. I was wait a minute. Does Lucy have a phone number? I was a little detective over the weekend. There were two numbers on Lucy's caller. The first one, they didn't answer. The second one, Jerry picked up the phone.
Jerry just tried calling you.
I know. And I was like, Jerry, I'm Katie. I have Gail here with his mom. And I explained it to him. And then he was like, oh, my gosh, she has dementia. She's starting to come down with dementia.
Sure.
She just goes down the block to walk Lucy and comes right back. She knows to go to the fire hydrant and
not
come
anymore.
Back. Well, she crossed the street into the park and was just wandering
That's
around.
So
and,
sad.
And I was like, well, Jerry, where am I going? So I walked Gail back to her house so that I made sure she made it home. And Jerry met us actually on the way there in his Jeep, and he got out and I got to meet him all and everything, but they were just like, God bless you. And she kept saying, she's like, nobody would stop, everybody on their bikes and running and nobody would stop. And we just had the conversation about how I am so like in tune with what I'm doing, especially when I'm running. I don't really stop to acknowledge people. And again, like, my safety is always... When she approached me, first thing I did was look for a van. I was like,
Is she the detour? She's going to shank you?
I know, but that's
an 85-year-old woman's going to take you down?
But who's the person in the van might, but there was no van.
She's like the decoy?
Everything was fine, and I'm so glad
she
I helped her.
She acts confused while people come up behind you and rob you?
You never know. You know what?
And as I say it out loud, you never know.
You never know. And I'm just so glad that for whatever reason, she gave me enough of a look to where I knew she was in distress. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so glad I helped her. So anyway, Gail's fine. Lucy's fine. Jerry came in
clutch.
You're such
a good human.
I'm so glad I wasn't running. I was walking.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I was in a hurry.
Would you have ignored her if she was saying help?
I don't know. She said everyone ignored her. And so that's where
sad.
I was like.
That is heartbreaking.
You know, she said, people on their bikes. Nobody's here. You're the only one who stopped. And I'm like, I'm just so glad I did.
Well, if you're on a bike, though, you're zipping
by. And that's the thing. That's the thing.
Might
on
have
a
headphones
bike,
in.
Yeah, you might not notice them. And even running, people are so in the zone when they're working out. You
especially
know?
If you have your AirPods in or something.
So,
you're not going to.
Again,
I wonder
just,
what was her opening line to you? Just help? Or?
Good morning. Can you help me?
See, well, that's
I mean,
part
it was
of it,
pretty
too.
Much right
yeah.
there,
she
though.
Was saying, yeah. good morning.
But I looked for
by.
The van.
Hello, like a friendly old lady.
Yeah,
hello.
Good morning to you.
But yeah, I'm just again so glad it turned out the way it did. And yeah, she was like, oh, I'm gonna be in trouble from Jerry. I was like, no, everything's
Jerry's
fine. Jerry's just so glad you're okay, you know. So yeah, but it just like it totally
that's very
made
kind
me
of
think,
you to do that.
Because she, if my grandma was still with us today, that's about how old she'd be. It's about 85, 86. And I was like, gosh, I hope someone would stop and help someone who I loved, you know?
You know,
and
when I worked in that retirement community for like 4 years, we had a dementia wing, Alzheimer's and dementia. Yeah. And you realize that, yeah, when they get loose, let's just say, they wander far.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost a few.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's.
I'm not laughing at that, but the way you said it.
Yeah, we lost a few.
I mean,
well,
but,
and
you know,
again,
it made it easier. There was less to take care of.
She almost felt like she was so sorry for forgetting. She's like,
sure.
I don't know anything. I'm so
makes me
sorry.
So sad.
It made me so sad. And again, it just made me.
It's such a horrible thing.
Gosh. And you just pray and hope for those people that they're able to have some people in their life to help direct them, because she was definitely lost and a little hopeless, and I was just like, oh, Gail. Oh,
I can relate.
And I hugged her, and I was so stinky, and I hugged her.
She's like, what? Hey,
never mind.
We need to hug.
Gail, give me a big hug. I'm
woman
so
on me.
Glad you're okay.
She's the one who should have been concerned.
Oh, I know, right?
Well, you are a good human, and... Gosh,
Gail's okay.
I was going to talk about how I went out to the bar this weekend and
you
got incredibly drunk. But you know, it just seems funny now. It really just seems like that would not be a good fit.
Okay,
so
we'll do it later.